It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area. And, of course, worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. Yep, thank you again, New York. We've come in consistently since, what is it, May 17th? May of 2017. We've been in the top 10 in New York AM radio. And, of course, a special, special thank you to you, the wonderful listeners of Mind Your Business, week in and week out. You know, being in the top 10, sometimes we've actually come in number 3 a couple of months ago. How do you like that? Out of around, I think it's like 40 stations, something like that. Pretty cool. And of course, it's because you've come to expect week in and week out excellent business content, and tonight is no different. I'm going to keep you in suspense a little bit longer because, I mean, it's radio. That's what we do. So, but just stay tuned. Our listeners know that we cover such a wide range of topics and business professions, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, retail, communications, financial planning, time management, hiring, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where it's guaranteed that you will gain tips to help you scale and get ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to the team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role. Cirilli, Michal, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, and Tim, thank you. And, of course, a special shout-out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We have a robust YouTube channel. Tonight's episode will be up on that channel. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, C-Suite Radio. There are some weeks that we've achieved over 1,000 downloads. So we really thank you. And, of course, the listeners know the best place to access every single past show is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you can pick up the recent interview I had with Joseph Aboud, the noted fashion design icon. Dr. Adrienne Boise, the Chief Experience Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Dick Schulz, Founder and Chairman Emeritus of Best Buy. Joe Hart, President and CEO of Dale Carnegie. We just had him on. Shep Eichen, the world-renowned customer service expert, and so many other great guests. Chris McCann, of CEO of 1-800-Flowers. Captain Sully Sullenberger, the world knows about him. We had him on. All these guests, over 200 guests, have appeared on this program, and you can access every single one for free. It's like a free university, a free college. Hey, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's guest, someone from, is it the Midwest? Colorado's considered the Midwest? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. But from the other side of the United States. But we said we got to get her here in studio. Deborah Bringelson. She is a business growth authority, and she's famously known for landing the Virgin deal with Sir Richard Branson. So she has some story to tell, and we're going to talk about scaling businesses and, of course, sales. She has so much to talk about. Deborah, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here. This is fun.
Well, I appreciate that. And we're going to get right into the thick of things. Now, listen, you know, Sir Richard Branson does not need any type of introduction to the listeners of this program. Everyone knows Virgin Atlantic and his dozens of other businesses. They may not know about all his businesses, but he is, of course, a, you know, global business celebrity. We'll just, you know, to put it mildly. Talk about your deal with him and what you brought to the table, what you made happen as part of that deal.
So I got a call from the now mayor, or governor of California. He was the mayor of San Francisco at the time. And he called and he said, Richard Branson's looking for a headquarters for his new Virgin America. And would you lead the charge? It's going to be like a 30-day project. Ultimately, it was a 90-day or right. a nine-month project. Right. And what I didn't know at the time is that Branson was a very hard no to working in the state of California because of so many problems. Our governor had been recalled, and we didn't have a governor. And so I was asked to do this, and, you know, I always say I wasn't smart enough to say no. And one of the things that happened is he was being courted by five other cities who were throwing money at him, and we didn't have, I didn't have a budget. Literally, my budget was $0. And we had to put together a strategy that was all about Richard. And here's the key thing about that. We weren't talking about us. We were talking about Richard and what he needed. And he went from a hard no way to signing a deal with the state of California for over $300 million in yearly revenues.
Now, wait a second. From a hard no.
Hard no.
To what amount of money was that?
Over $300 million in yearly revenue.
Now, and it was only initially 30 days to do this.
Right. It was initially 30 days. It ended up being 9 months.
Which is still like... impossible, if I may, or obviously close to impossible because it happened.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that we did that I think really won the deal, and I didn't learn about this until it was closed and I became friends with some of his team and they told me this, but, you know, everyone else was pulling off the shelf plans and throwing them at them, you know, what they did for everyone. 100% of what we did with was custom. And I've heard a rumor that you're a fan of Chet Holmes and the Ultimate Sales Machine.
It's no secret.
Well, no secret. One of the things we did is we put together a core story, which I'm sure you've heard about.
Sure.
That was
chapter four.
It was all about Branson. You know, it's difficult to start an airline, and it's really difficult if you're not a U.S. national. And what we did is we put together a core story that solved problems, real problems for him before he even started. Like, for example, Boston was giving him hundreds of millions of dollars in incentives. I didn't have any incentives to give. I didn't have any money.
$0.
Right.
Yeah.
So what we did is, okay, what does he need? We put together deals with, like, LeapPad, so that he, instead of being thrown money, he actually had an opportunity to make a heck of a lot more money. And that was the key to it, focusing on what he cared about rather than what we cared about.
How important is that in sales in general? You always hear people like, you know, they're just selling, and they're wondering why it's not working. What that you just hit really on the key to be successful in sales.
It's number one. It is number one. Your prospect does not care about your product or service. And that's the number one thing you need to remember. They don't care. They're not laying in bed at night going, oh, wish I could buy a better computer. That they're laying in bed at night thinking about, how am I going to make more money? My workers' compensation rates are going up, or whatever it is. That's what they care about. And so when you reach out to them, whether it's through your website or a phone call or whatever it is, you want to start with, hey, I understand that you're not making enough money and you're under more pressure or more stress than ever. And I don't jump into solution yet. I talk about, tell me more about what's going on with that. And I try to really get them to understand that I know their pain and I'm willing and ready to help them develop solutions before I ever get to talking about my product.
So you just touched on empathy. I mean, empathy. You must be empathetic.
Well, you know, companies make a decision intellectually as a business decision, but who's making those decisions? It's people, and people are living real lives. And, you know, everybody's under so much stress these days, and they're dealing with things like, you know, trying to take care of aging parents and children going to college and the cost of that, and, you know, maybe illness and employees who aren't showing up because they're not properly trained. So if you start talking about your product, you lose them immediately.
We're going to get to training soon because it's such a critical aspect, and it's so... it's overlooked, especially by small businesses, until sometimes years, decades later, like, hey, if I only trained the team properly. But we'll get back to that soon. I want to hang on to what we opened up with. You dealt with Richard Branson, and you made the deal with Arnold Schwarzenegger between the two. Obviously, he was the governor. He was the governor at the time?
So when we started the project, we had no governor because the governor had been recalled. And we were competing with, you know, Mitt Romney from Boston.
Right.
And... ultimately, Schwarzenegger was elected and sworn in a week or two before the deal closed.
Wow. You also dealt with Larry Ellison, perhaps? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I had the great honor to repeatedly appear on the Oracle stage when I was in Silicon Valley. I spent most of my professional life there. And, you know, people like that are different from the rest of us and how they behave. Mm-hmm. And it just a great honor to work with him and others.
So perhaps we could, I really want to hold on to this when I interact with someone that has dealt with people on that level, mm-hmm. you know, CEOs that have the world on their shoulders. Perhaps some traits that you could share from these big people that you can impart to the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, I started my professional life with mentors like David Packard from Hewlett Packard and sure. Bob Noyce, the man who founded Intel. And some of the traits about them, they were real gentlemen. They were smart. They were fast, but they were real gentlemen. And they had a level of professionalism that's different than a lot of what I experience today, especially among those who are struggling. They showed up for meetings on time. They were gracious and kind to their employees. It was a different breed of people.
Hmm. So fundamentally being a mensch, as they would say, you know, being someone that's just, caring, sensitive, mm-hmm. yet at the same time, you know what? So let me ask it this way. When you deal with people that are running a major corporation, thousands if not tens or hundreds of thousands of employees, and they have to have these skills, they have to be polite, they have to be a mensch, as they say. But at the same time, sometimes business gets in the way. How would you recommend that an executive juggle the responsibility of, on one hand, being polite, being being an honest, straightforward person, yet at the same time, sometimes executing business decisions that may not be so popular?
Well, and they have to be willing to make decisions. That's one of the number one things, because they're not just business people. They're also leaders. And you've got to get people who are willing to follow you. And the part of the way that you do that is being decisive, listening to your people. You hire experts, hire good people who are going to support you. But then once you get that information, you've got to make decisions, and you've got to make decisions quickly. And you've got to deliver them clearly to your people. You can't make a decision and then, not communicate that effectively. And so there's a lot that they're juggling. The number one thing that I recommend to the CEOs I work with is have someone who's there supporting you. When you're a CEO, you're all alone. You don't have anyone to talk to. You can't talk to the competition, obviously. You can't talk to your board of directors. And you can't let your employees know when you have those moments of doubt or crises, right? You've got to have somebody to talk to. You've got to have somebody to hold you accountable.
Here's a reason why we wanted Deborah Bringelson here in the studio, because she's sharing so much. And, of course, we're still going to talk about training and hiring superstars. We have so much more to cover. By the way, how could people get in touch with you, find out more about your speaking, and to get in touch with you professionally?
Mm-hmm. You can go to my website, which is yourstrategicsolutions.com. And another thing you can do if you want a free download of my top business strategies is go to 7blueprint.com, and you can download it, and it's for free.
And 7 is the number 7, blueprint.com.
Right.
Excellent. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than the noted business authority, noted business growth authority, Deborah Bringelson. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's jump in. And, you know, you've interacted with so many. Again, you've done the deal with Richard Branson and the state of California and, you know, and everything involved with that. You spoke about it earlier in the show. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. What is the number one problem that you see in companies today?
Lack of quality leaders worldwide. It's the number one problem.
Wow, just straight up. Leadership.
Leadership. That's the number one problem. And it causes problems in every level of the business. If you don't have quality leaders, it puts extra pressure on the CEO because the CEO doesn't have the support that he or she needs. It also puts extra pressure on the team because if they don't have quality leaders that they can follow, they're not making good decisions, their morale is low, their engagement in the company is low, and cultural engagement, you know, a lot of people say, oh, that, you know, why do we have to focus on that? If you have an employee who's showing up and they're enthused and they're excited and they're, you know, committed to making it successful, that's an engaged employee. And most employees worldwide are disengaged. It's over 70% of employees worldwide are disengaged. So you have a disengaged employee and they show up and they're playing computer games while they're supposed to be working, or they're standing at the water cooler, the figurative water cooler, complaining and gossiping. That's destructive for the company, and it affects your bottom line.
Soon we're going to get to, because you have some great impact. And I recommend the audience to check up her articles on Forbes. She has some real, you know, I was so impressed because you have it in such a succinct way. You pack in, I don't know, in maybe 1,000 words. One of the topics is the real cost of bad hires isn't what you think. We're going to get to that. Why so many companies fail the hiring game. Such critical information that you kind of make so simple. But going back to the number one issue about leadership, what is the solution? What should a company be doing about it?
Well, the first thing is they need to be hiring great leaders. And this, it's not just leaders, it's across the board. But when we're talking about leaders, you need to hire for a skill set. And so what happens so often is somebody's been there so long and they just keep getting promoted, but they don't have the skill to start with, or they close a really big deal. Well, we need to reward this person, so we're going to give them a promotion and make them a leader. A title is not a leadership skill. So you've got to hire people specifically with the skills to lead. You know, people who can make good decisions, people who are willing to interact with their people and admit it when they're wrong, which is huge, but most leaders are unwilling to do that. So you've got to have those people who are superstar leaders, and then you need to support them. You need to give them the skills that they need, the training that they need, and you have to give them the space to develop themselves. Here's a really great example. Most companies punish you if you fail. So then you have all of these leaders who are risk avoiding.
Right.
What they need is an opportunity, yeah, guidance, but then an opportunity to try something and learn from it. And that we are not allowing people to do that, and that's causing the huge leadership crisis.
One of the guests that I mentioned that we had in the past was Chris McCann, the CEO of 1-800-Flowers. And one of the great lines that he shared during that interview was, "I'd rather my people get speeding tickets than parking tickets."
Yes, absolutely.
It's such a great way of putting it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, go out there, try. Listen, obviously you can't, if a person fails more often than they're winning, then there's something wrong. But if you go out there, you try something, you use common sense, and it didn't work out, okay, pick up the pieces and learn from it, obviously, mm-hmm. and, you know, and try and go forward.
Right. Well, one of the greatest skills, and it's hard to put it on a resume, is the ability to figure it out. And so you want to hire people who have that skill inherently, and then you want them, okay, so you have a problem. It's not working out. As you're walking down the path, figure it out. And here's the space to do that. And maybe a little guidance, sure, but let them learn to walk and then learn to run.
Great. We're going to go to the column. The real cost of bad hires isn't what you think. And it's such a fantastic perspective because, you know, a team, a company will only grow based on the team, of course. But people don't realize, like, they're like, they may even just do on the balance sheet, they're like, okay, so I paid a consultant to find the right person, or and then at the end of the day, okay, it didn't work out, so it was a net loss of maybe $8,000, not realizing the overall impact. So you have a line over here, how firing an entire team led to 3,500% growth in 12 months. Mm-hmm. That's intriguing. Mm-hmm. How do you explain that?
Well, so I always say you don't want to hire B players and C players. You want to hire superstars and A players. That's all I ever want my companies to have their teams comprised of. And too often we're hiring people based on a resume rather than based on a real skill set. So I do hiring actually for a lot of my companies, and I'm looking for an essence of the person. One of my greatest salespeople that I ever hired sold almost $600 million of homes in 12 months. She'd never been in sales before.
Wow.
But she was hungry. She was really hungry to learn. She drank in everything I taught her. And we mentioned earlier, talking about the core story. So her company invested in a core story.
Okay.
She got up every morning for an entire year and read the core story.
Oh, I love it. I love it. PhD. Big-headed discipline and determination.
Yep.
But you know, you're covering such a wide range. I love it. I really, really thank you for joining me here in studio. Another point you just touched on. This person who ultimately sold $600 million worth of product, and homes. For a year, she read again and again, the 4,000 times, not the. And how important is it for a person to realize that we're human? Because what happens is we read it once, we're like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. I'll read it twice. Yeah. Now I think I really got it. Third, fourth, fifth time. After the tenth time, like, come on. I don't have the patience for this. I'm going to go to something else. Mm-hmm. But those that stay with it again and again and again and again many, many more times will become a super master at that area, mm-hmm. and then, as I say, crush it in any respect because they're such a master at it. How critical is it to then resist the urge of saying, oh, let me just, you know, run to the next shiny object, but rather stay, I have a core story, and I'm going to practice it till I'm, you know, blue in the face, as they say. Mm-hmm. How critical is that?
Well, that's the difference between somebody who creates massive success or somebody who creates no success or incremental, you know, small success. And you're absolutely right. You read it, and I don't know about you, but how many times have you read a chapter and you go back and go, I don't remember a word that I read because my brain was somewhere else?
I'm going to admit it all the time.
Right. Me too.
I'm human.
Me too. Absolutely. And so when you really get that success and it makes a difference in your life is not only when you read it, but when you make notes and then immediately begin applying it. So I teach business classes, and I've got this one student in my class that I absolutely adore. And every time we have a class, within 24 hours, he's written something like a blog post, wow. and he's posted it all over his social media where he is teaching what he learned in the class the day before.
That's great.
And the success he's creating in his business is phenomenal.
Wow. Let's go back to the article. The direct cost of hiring and keeping poor performers. And you have the typical cost to replace an employee is 21% of their annual salary.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And most people don't recognize that, but that's actually not the big cost.
Right. And you say what you're missing is the real cost. They say don't dwell on that and think that, okay, so 21%, I'll take the hit.
Right.
It's really a much higher cost.
It's really a much higher cost because those people who are negative, who are not performing, they're driving your superstars away. And your superstars are the ones who are the first to go because everybody wants them.
Mm.
Right. So you've got this employee who's not performing and then they may leave and need to be replaced. There's all that cost. And then there's the cost of your superstars are gone. And the ones who are left are helping to pollute the entire culture. And remember, we just talked about the value of culture. So the cost of having, I always say, as I said, no C players, no D players on my company's teams, because I want everyone performing at the top level and supporting each other.
We're going to take a short commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about what makes a superstar. But before I go to the break, how could people get in touch with you, find out more information about your services?
Sure. They can go to yourstrategicsolutions, and there's an S on solutions.com, and they can get all of my information. And then if they want a blueprint for the 7 transformations for business growth, go to 7 blueprint.com. It's a free download.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Eastlick Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Week in and week out, we have amazing guests, and tonight is no different. We didn't let you down. Deborah Bringelson, she is a business growth authority. I'll name drop some of her famous clients. Yep, she dealt with Richard Branson, just, you know, and Larry Ellison, Oracle, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm just, you know, name dropping a few names, you know, like... Deborah, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, this is really special. By the way, in case you're just tuning in, no worries. The listeners know every single episode is available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That is the platform that hosts every single broadcast that we've had on this great program here on 77 WABC. Well, before we went to the break, we mentioned that we're going to talk with Deborah about what makes a superstar. Now, she has, in that article, she really breaks it out in terms of, she actually, let's see, 1, 2, 3, there's like lots of stuff, natural, I'm going to let her take it away. What What makes a superstar?
So what I look for first is really the type of person that I'm dealing with. I don't look for sales experience as a matter of fact. If we're talking about like
a salesperson,
I don't necessarily look for sales experience.
Fascinating. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just so excited about this because even before you mentioned the person who did $600 million in home sales was not a sales professional beforehand.
Right, right.
And you spotted that person.
Yeah. And you know what? What I'm looking for, first of all, you have to be able to sell yourself in the conversation. But it's more than that. I'm looking for a quality of it's Friday night and everybody's going home and something's not working and they're willing to stay and fix it. That tells me they're hungry and I ask them to solve a problem and I want to see what their problem solving skills is because, you know, sales is all about solving a problem for your potential buyer. And if they've got that quality, that tells me that they might be a superstar. And then I'm looking for, I do a little role play and I'm pretty tough in my role playing and they have to sell, they have to get through a cold call with me and get me to stay on the phone and agree to a meeting.
Could we do this now? Oh, this is amazing.
Sure we can, but it's...
It's pretty grueling.
It is very grueling.
Uh-oh, I'm going to think about that.
We can
But what are some of the tips? What are some of the tips?
Well, so the very first tip is it's always all about them. It's never about you. So when you start out, like if you're doing a cold call, you don't want to start out, let me tell you about my product. It's, I understand that you're having this problem. I understand that you're under more stress than ever, for example, and you're trying to figure out what the solution is. And you keep talking about them, always talking about them until you get to the point where they're interested in having the conversation. That is when you start talking about your product or service. And that's the biggest mistake that most salespeople make. And that's the biggest mistake that most companies make. The other thing is never give up. You know, most sales are actually lost because the salesperson doesn't call back. They don't follow up. They're afraid, you know, that person wasn't really interested, so I'm not going to bother calling back.
Wow, such great stuff. Let's keep on the a superstar. What makes a superstar? Hunger, a desire to learn. You covered all these points. I want to go to what to do. Well, of course, also confidence. How important is confidence?
Well, it's the root of everything. And, you know, you're going to create in your life. One of the things that I do, I've been studying quantum physics for about 30 years. And one of the things that I do is talk about using that in your business. It's kind of the secret sauce. And when you don't believe in your product or service, or you don't believe in yourself, which is number one, what happens is your mouth and your words are saying, oh, you know, buy from me and I'm going to solve your problem. But your beliefs, your core energy is, I don't really believe it. I'm not good enough. I've never worked with anyone who didn't have some level of I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. Mm. And when you clear that away, that's when the magic starts to happen. And you brought up the woman who owned the real estate company who was selling houses.
Right.
So I was working with her and we had all of the business practices in place and it still wasn't quite working. And I said to her, I think you're blocking money. Let's explore that. And so we did. And we discovered that she came from a wealthy family and she believed that she didn't deserve money. She didn't deserve wealth. So energetically, we shifted that within her, which is what your point is, the confidence and the belief in her deserving. Within 8 days, she sold $298 million, which is the first revenue she had brought in over a year.
That's great.
Yeah.
Within 8 days, the shift in mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to what to do when you find the superstar you have over here. And of course, we now we come to it. Teach, training.
Right. Well, so the very first thing, you get them in, and then you want to get them shifted into making wins really fast. So you teach them, you don't want to kill their natural talent, but you notice that they're hungry mm-hmm. and they're ready to learn. And so you teach them, you put together, you know, one of the things that happens is you hire someone and you say, oh, follow Bob around for a week. No, that's not what you do, because you don't know if Bob's doing a really great job, right? So you train them on how to perform at a superstar level. But here's a really important point. Mm-hmm. You have to demonstrate that yourself. One of the things that happens a lot of times, especially with smaller companies, but even the bigger ones, well, it's my company. I get to slack off a little bit. No, that's not how it is. Your employees will never outperform the leader. And if you're truly going to lead your team to success, you've got to behave like a leader. What that means is you show up for meetings on time. You treat people with respect. You demonstrate all of those skills that you want your people demonstrating. Because if you don't, they won't.
Mm. Let's move along to lead. How, you know, in terms of what to do when you find the superstar. And again, you discussed this earlier in the show. The importance of making sure that the CEO, the president, the person in a position of authority, make sure, I mean, again, you've been touching on it all along, but mm-hmm. I just want to really hold on to it, because so many times the person in the position, you know, might feel a little entitled to, like, mm-hmm. just like you said, a little slack, but not realizing if you want to develop that superstar, mm-hmm. don't let them take, you know, don't let them learn the wrong lessons from you.
Right. Well, and you do. You have to lead. You have to make decisions. One of the biggest difficulties for people who are new hires, for example, mm-hmm. is they come into a situation where there are technically leaders who aren't leading. They're not making decisions. They're wishy-washy about it. They're looking for somebody else to do it for them. And that will crush your superstar.
How important is it to give credit, to give that proverbial pat in the back to a superstar?
Well, you know, it's so funny because a lot of people think, well, I've got to give them constructive criticism and I've got to, you know, kind of whip them into shape. You know what is so much more effective? Obviously, if they're making mistakes, you help them understand those mistakes. But when they're doing great, when they're doing really great things, you give them credit for it. And one of the things that happens with leaders, if they're insecure, they steal credit. And if you've got a leader who's taking credit, you know, well, my team is so, or, you know,
right.
I'm so successful, it's all because of me. And instead, if you're standing up on the podium and you're saying, you know, my team, Jane did this and Mary did that and Bob did this, and they start to expand, and they expand into more greatness for themselves, which is more greatness actually for the leader, and that's it's right. more greatness for the entire company.
You have a stat in that Forbes article, 92% of employees rate both their overall corporate culture and teamwork within the department as important, and 88% say that they place a high value on the relationships with coworkers. Mm-hmm. Now, again, this is important because you touched on it earlier. If there's someone there that is toxic, mm-hmm. they're dragging down the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perhaps you can elaborate on this.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. So I don't know if you've ever seen the demonstrations, the scientific demonstrations on entrainment where, you know, they use metronomes. So the stronger the influence, the more it will entrain others. And if you've got a lot of toxic people, they're going to turn your best people, your most positive people, into toxic people. And you've got to stop that.
Mm. My guest this evening is the noted business growth authority, Deborah Bringelson. Deborah, how could people find out more information to get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to my website, yourstrategicsolutions, there's an S on the end of solutions.com, and if they'd like to download the 7 transformation for 100% business growth, they can go to 7 blueprint.com.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Sol, Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol, Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol, Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets, terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC and, of course, around the world in Colorado as well, mybradio.com. mybradio.com. My guest is none other than the Business Growth Authority, Deborah Bringelson. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Hey, I'm having a good time.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
Well, you're sharing so much information here. I mean, this is, by the way, how could people get in touch with you, find out more information about your services?
They can go to my website, yourstrategicsolutions.com, or if they'd like a free download of the 7 Transformation for 100% Business Growth, go to the number 7blueprint.com.
Well, business growth. We are going to get to, you have an amazing article here. Are you holding back your own company's growth? Mm-hmm. And then I mean, that has to go through the mind of every executive. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, I just want to get to 2 sales questions because you are the guru at that and you've trained so many. What is your recommendation on how someone should start off a sales call, especially a cold call?
Mm-hmm. Well, you absolutely want to start with talking about them. Research them before you pick up the phone. Know a little bit about them. What's their pain? You know, we go through an entire process of understanding what your potential buyer really cares about. And I promise you, they do not care about your product or service. What they really care about is what the pain is that is costing them time, money, and risk. Those are the 3 things they care about: money, risk, and time. And so when you think about what you're going to say to them, everything should fall back to money, risk, or time. You're spending too much money on a lot of everybody's buying gimmicks. Buy my app, buy my little this or that. That's not going to solve your problem, right? So don't spend money that you don't need, or you don't have enough money. Your kids are going to college and college costs have gone up 1,100% in the last few years. Those are the kinds of things they care about. And here's a really, really good example.
Please.
And I want everyone to listen very carefully.
Excellent.
Because this is going to sound insane.
Great.
Okay, so we've talked a little bit about the home buyer who sold $602 million worth of houses in 12 months. So when for 12 months before that, she made $0.
Can you
imagine if you made $0 in your business for an entire year?
No.
Okay, so she was selling houses and she is talking about things about houses, granite, lighting, all those kinds of things. And her ideal buyers, they had houses. They don't bother me about a house. I don't
care. Right.
What they cared about, they were in a population because we had done our research.
Mm-hmm. You had your core story.
In the core story. And what we discovered is they were in a population that was at a higher risk for things like diabetes, heart disease, stress-related illnesses. And their children were at a 300% increased risk of drug use. That's what they cared about. So our website, it didn't talk about houses. It talked about diabetes and preventing stress illnesses. It talked about how to have better relationships with your children so that they weren't off running around doing things that you didn't want them to do. That's what our brochures talked about. When we had a sales call, that's what our salespeople talked about. Now, that's crazy, right? Who sells houses talking about diabetes? Well, she sold $602 million of houses in 12 months talking about diabetes.
I'm going to quote Chet Holmes here, market data versus product data.
You betcha.
Market data will always win.
You betcha.
Hands down.
Yeah. And when you meet them where they are, meaning when you talk about what they care about, then, and you give them advice, meaningful advice, they lean in to listen. Whereas if you're just trying to sell them, let me tell you about my granite. You're trying to get your hand in their wallet, right? And what do? They want to run away. Right? But you tell them something valuable, like diabetes is caused by stress. And if you're living in a home that's near the sea, which these were, you lower your stress, you lower your risk of diabetes. And what do you become? You become their trusted advisor.
Amazing. Another question, because we still have to, have time to go through scaling a company. How do you make a call? I mean, the truth is you really discussed this so many ways, but it was a call that came from the audience. How do you make a sales call less salesy?
Well, and we've really talked about that, is you don't talk about your product or service. Right. You talk about what your potential buyer really cares about.
We're going to go to the article you've written in Forbes. Are you holding back your own company's growth? Mm-hmm. Now, in the land of CEOs, you have a subhead here. Appearances are deceiving. Mm-hmm. It's great. Please take it away.
Well, nobody's walking into a networking meeting or, a CEO meeting of colleagues and saying, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, or I'm working too many hours, or my spouse is thinking about leaving me because I'm spending too much time at work. Nobody's talking about that. And that's really what's happening underneath the surface, and especially as a company grows. So everybody says, oh, I really want explosive growth. Well, of course you do, but they're not prepared for it. So what happens is the company grows so significantly, and then the CEO becomes overwhelmed, and they end up in what I call the river of what the hell have I gotten myself into? Mm-hmm. And they're, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And they're surrounded by stress. Their sales that were going up, they start to drop off. They don't know why. And when they try to grow their business without an understanding of the cost, it takes a different kind of person to grow a business from 0 to 5 million and then 20 million to 100 million. It's a different skill set, and they get cocky. Well, I've seen this over and over again, and it's heartbreaking. I've grown my business to 5 million. Okay, great. Good for you. That's something that most people don't do. But they're cocky, and they're like, yeah, so I can take it to 100 million now. And they can't without having support and having people who actually know how to do that. And it's not knowing your product or service. There's a different skill in knowing how to grow a business, which is, I'm not trying to promote myself, but that's what I do. Growing businesses is different than creating a product.
So what tips could you share? Because it's so fascinating. And I would imagine that most of the listeners of this program are in the category of, let's say, 5 to 10 million and below, which is still a great accomplishment.
Absolutely.
But then let's say they are in scaling mode, they're dreaming about growing, and they actually are on some type of trajectory for growth. What are some tips that you recommend to then get it to the next, on the next step, the next level.
Okay. Well, so one of the things that most of them are going to start to experience is they're going to see sales become erratic. They're not going to know how to message correctly to their potential buyer. And they're going to see cultural issues like workers' comp claims, HR issues. HR issues are a huge issue for companies right now. So that when they start to see that, what that should tell them is they've hit a ceiling of beyond their skill set.
Mm.
And I highly recommend that they bring in an outside expert. And one of the things that I really love to do and recommend that everyone do is do an audit. And I don't mean a financial audit. That's great, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an audit of their team. Have an outside person come in, because it has to be completely anonymous. It can't be the CEO, because nobody's going to ever tell the CEO the truth. Have somebody who's impartial do independent, anonymous audit of the team and really understand where the problems are, where the disconnects are, who the superstars are, who aren't the superstars. You will learn so much by talking to the people who are really working there. And then from that, develop a plan to take you to the next level and have somebody who knows how to grow businesses help you do that.
At the beginning of the show, you touched on something which is transparent to some, but unfortunately not to that many, and that is the importance of showing up to a meeting on time.
Yeah.
I just want to come back to that because, you know, people look at these big names, Larry Ellison and Governor Schwarzenegger and of course Richard Branson, and these big names, and they're like, yeah, they've made it and they can do what they want. How important are the little things?
They're
showing
crucial.
Up on time?
They're absolutely crucial, and it can make or break your business. And here's what happens. If you've got a culture where people aren't showing up on time, or they're wandering in and out of meetings, or they're not delivering, you know, they say to a coworker, I'll have this to you by Friday, and 3 weeks later it still hasn't been delivered, that causes massive stress. It causes a strong disconnect in the culture. And we talked about, you know, when you've got these cultural issues, that's when you really see your revenues start to take a hit, because people become disengaged. They're you know, doing things like playing games or calling in sick when they're not really sick, performing at a low level. Instead of, you know, giving it 100%, they're giving it 20%. So those kinds of things are vital. And they're things like showing up on time. When you say you're going to deliver something to somebody, you deliver it to them. And one of the things that I always have to ask when I work with a company and they're not delivering internally, what are they doing with their customers? Mm-hmm. Are they delivering to them too? Probably not.
Mm. Before I get to my final question, what is your take and recommendation on employee reviews? And, you know, in terms of accountability, how often should they be done? Performance reviews. Do you have any recommendations on that?
You know, they're fine, but what I would rather see is ongoing conversation. Hey, I just saw that you closed a deal, or you did something that you don't normally do. Great job. And pats on the back like that individually, but also in front of other people. You know, it's one thing when somebody says it to you directly, but when they hear you saying it to somebody else, that's like a little mini review. And so you do a review once a year. And a lot of people think reviews have to, you know, well, I have to tell them everything that they're doing wrong. No, build them up. They're going to perform better if you're building them up. Obviously, don't ignore problems. They have to be addressed. But keep building them up every day.
Amazing. My final question, it's just really an open-ended question, but it's, what final takeaway could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business? I know it's so open because you could speak about a million things.
So what I think the most important thing is to treat your business holistically. And it's not about one-shot wonders. It's not about doing this little thing here and assuming, you know, and there are a lot of people out there who they're trying to sell a product or service to big companies, mm-hmm. or CEOs, or mm-hmm. and, you know, buy my app, or, you know, invest in a new website. okay, fine, if that's part of an overall strategy, but it has to be holistically. And as I said, you know, the seven transformations for a business, it's your leaders, it's your employees, it's your culture, it's your, I call it strategic messaging, not marketing, it's your messaging to your buyer. It's all, put all of that together. And if you're the CEO, make sure you're including yourself in leveling yourself up. So it's, I guess the number one thing is to treat your business holistically.
What a special treat. Deborah, again, how could people get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, yourstrategicsolutions.com, or they can download for free the seven transformations for 100% growth, and that's at the number 7blueprint.com.
Deborah, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It was my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
That was Deborah Bringelson, the noted business growth authority. This wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. And I certainly hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast and took away some solid business advice to get you ahead in today's business world.
Thank you, Yitzchak. This is Menachem Lubinsky, and I'm part of the business consulting team here and ready to help with advice on buying and selling a business, starting a new business, marketing a business, capitalizing a business, and any other concerns that you may have. To set up an appointment, please call 718-854-4450, 718-854-4450.
Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.